Parshas Boy El Paroi. There's a famous kasha that why doesn't it say Leich El Paroi? This kasha is actually found in the Zohar as well as in many other of the Sfarim. What's the nakuda of Boy El Paroi? So there's a lot of different ideas, but there's an interesting shot from the Mogen Avram. That's one of the Talmidei Arizal. He writes, you know, Paroi represents the Yetzer Hara, the Tzad Hara. And Emma's talked about it already, that Paroi is gematria 355. 10 more than Moshe, which is 345. That's why Moshe has to give him 10 makos. You have to knock him down 10. Paroi has to get knocked down 10. From 355 to 345. But Paroi, that represents this Yetzer Hara, the Satan, the Mulchama against the Ra, the Pera. A person sometimes is overwhelmed and he says, wow, I can't even be oimed in this Nesoyin. I can't confront it. I can't control it. I can't overcome it. And the message is, no, boy el paroi, you can confront it. Why? Because you're making a mistake. Ki ani hichbarati yesli boy. The Rabbeinu Shloim is saying, don't get overwhelmed and think, how is it possible? Maybe this Nesoyin is just too much for me. The Eberster says, I stand behind it. Afilu ba'astara, I'm the one that was machbed leiv. So avada, you can definitely can come to confronting it anyways. Now, we already said that last week we had 7 makos, and in Parshas Boy, of course, Boy is 3, the last 3. Boy is gematria 3, the last 3 makos. The Sfarim explained that the 10 makos together are keneged asara mamoris shenivra oilam daseres adibrois, and there are Sfarim that explain how each one is parallel to that. We won't get into all the details, but it's also keneged the 10 sfirois, and at least in the realm of the 10 sfirois, it makes sense why it's broken into 7 and 3. In the 10 sfirois, there's the first 7, chagat nehim, chesek vur tferes netzach hoy visoid malchus, and then there's the last 3, that's already the higher level, Chachma, Bina, and Das, and that's why maybe the makas are broken that way. Now, there's a fascinating diak that by the mak of Arbe, which again, boy, is Rosh HaTevis, B'choyrois, and the Aleph is Arbe, and the Choshech you don't see, so we have covered all the makas of the parasha. Arbe, fascinating, Moshe Rabbeinu is not told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's Arbe. All the other makas you see in the Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first tells Moshe what the makah is going to be, and then he goes and tells the Mitzrim, the Yidden, that there's going to be this makah. By Arba, he didn't tell. And a lot of this forum talk about, what's this idea that by Arba, he didn't tell him? But actually, Moshe Rabbeinu does have some information. He knows that the makah starts with an Aleph, not because it's Parshas Boy, no, but because it said on the Mateh, the Tzach Adash Be'achav. So he knows it's going to start with an Aleph. But it's also more than that. There's a lot of other things that he knows that it's going to be Arbe. One pshat I saw, the Ben Ishchai brings, and this is another teretz why it doesn't say Lech El Paroi, why it says Boy El Paroi. Of course it has to say Boy El Paroi because it's Shoivavim. With a Lech El Paroi, it wouldn't be Shoivavim, the Oisi is Shoivavim. But the letter Beis and Pei are interchangeable. And the letter Aleph and Ayin are interchangeable. Boy El Paroi. Put boy into Paroi. Take out the pay, put a beis. Take out the Ayin, put an Aleph. What do you get? Arbe. So Hashem told him, boy El Paroi, put the boy into Paroi. This is besides that, we said already that Paroi is 355, and boy, add 3 more to that, that's already 358. That's Mashiach. The matri of Mashiach. So boy El Paroi is saying that as well. But there's something else also going on. It's interesting that in the Mak of Arbe, and maybe that's another reason why we break it up as a separate thing, it's already a new situation that Paroi is totally losing his malchus, his shiltoin. If until now he had backing from the Am, now, and Moshe Rabbeinu also, if you look at the Diak of the Pesukim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are even mezalzel in him. They didn't even give him quite malchus anymore. He's losing his kingdom. Now, fascinating, there's a pasuk in Mishle, Perek Lamed, pasuk of Zayin, Melech ein la'arbe, vayetzei choytzeitz kulay. The arbe doesn't have a king. See, in the teva, in the different chayos, oifos, insects even, there's a melech, there's a malka, there's a leadership, there's a hierarchy of the one in charge and the rest of the hamoin. Arbe doesn't work like that. Arbe is pure anarchy. It's total, melech ein la'arbe, melech ein la'arbe. And that's, the mak of arbe is representing that Paroi is totally losing the tsura of his malchus. Now, Melech Ein La'arbe, the Lashon of the Pasuk, is the same gematria as Boy El Paroi, 389. That's another reason why it says Boy Lech, this wouldn't work, this gematria. Boy El Paroi is gematria melech ein la arba. Now, arba also is the eighth maka, and arba is gematria 208, which is eight times shem havaya. And that's another reason Moshe Rabbeinu also knows that it's going to be something to do with arba. There's Taisus HaRosh on the Chumash brings that it says Laman Tesaper, and in Yoel, say for Yoel, when it talks about the maka of arba there, it also says Lashon of Sipur. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to don a Gezer Shava. And also, we know that Barad already ruined a lot of the Dagon, and now Arba has to be coming to do the rest of that. Plus, in the parallel of the Eser Mamorois, the pastor's the Cheshbon is that Arba is Keneged Yehi Rokia, and then Choshech is Keneged Yehi Or, and therefore that's also another thing that he knows, it's coming from the sky, and that's another thing that Moshe Rabbeinu knows that it's going to be Makas Arba. Now, another thing that the Pasuk says here, like I'll be these last three makas, is that Laman Shisi Oisoisai Eila Bekirboy. So I saw it's brought down. This is Keneged, the last three makas are Keneged, the three Oisos. There are three things that Klal Yisrael has as an Ois, Shabbos, Mila, and Tfilin. And Ar Bechoyshech and Makas Bechoyrus are Keneged, Shabbos, Mila, and Tfilin. Arb is Keneged, Shabbos. Vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim, and it's Vayonach b'yem Hashvi, Yegzer Shova. Choshech is Mila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesalik, the Orla. He took away 80% by the Mak of Choshech, so that's Sila Ka'orla. And B'choyres is Tfilin, and Tfilin we have Kadosh Li Kol B'chor. Now, after Arba already, Paroi is being Nichna, and it's interesting, he says, at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on saying who's going to come out, not only the Gvarim, the Noshim, the Taf, even the Behemoth. So at this point, Paroi says, Loichein l'chuna ha-Gvarim v'ibdu es Hashem, ki oisa atem mevakshim. So I saw, interesting pshat, that oisa is Eishas Levi. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Asher Yolda Oisa Lelevi b'Mitzrayim, and the Daskenim brings that Levi's wife's name was Oisa. So Safta Oisa is still the mother of Yocheved. Asher Yolda Oisa Lelevi b'Mitzrayim. Oisa was Yocheved's mother. Levi was the father, and she's still alive. And Pari is saying, "I let the men go. I want this Baba Elta Baba to stay because I know Ki Oisa Atem Avakshim. You want her to go at Oisa? You're not going for a 3-day trip." If you let me leave the Elta Baba, Oisa, that's her name, if you let her stay, then I know that you're not faking it, you're only doing the 3 days. But I know, Ki Oisa Atem Avakshim, you want her to go out also, and that's why I'm not allowing it. But eventually, at the next stage, Pari already agrees that everyone can go. Now, if you look at the Psukim, and this is another Hezber of why maybe the Makas are set up as seven and then the other three, because after the seventh Makah already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pari was already Nichna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And after Arba, he's Nichna ready to Yisrael. Now, so he's already done. He's fried. Makas Bechairis is still set in place because that was originally Muftach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Don Anoichi on the Makas Bechairis. But the emes is, why Choshech? So it's a Merit HaGazach. Rashi asks the Kasha. V'loma Hevi Aleim Choshech, Rashi asks. Like, he didn't ask that by the first eight Makas. But all of a sudden, V'loma Hevi Aleim Choshech, because that's destruction. After Barad, he was Nichna to Elikin. After Arba, he's nichna chatasi lachem b'leilekin. So he's finished. B'chayrus is still set. But lama chayshech. So of course, because the tachad ashbacha. But lama chayshech. So Rashi actually brings two pshatim. One pshat is because 80%, 4/5 of the Yidden died, and we didn't want the Mitzrayim to see that. And the other pshat is that the Yidden should be able to search for the clay kesef v'zov, as the Mitzrayim are frozen and not able to move in the mak of chayshech. So there's a famous vart from the Chanukah Satayra, why does Rashi need two reasons? What's felt in one reason? Why does Rashi need two pshatim? So he brings that the Lashon of the Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Malachim, should he bring the Mak of Choshech? V'hiskimu kulam, that there should be a Mak of Choshech. And we know there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that a Bezdin, that it's supposed to be Roiv Zakai or Roiv Chayiv, but if it's a Bezdin that's Kuloi Chayiv, all 23 Dayanim said Chayiv, then he's Zakai. You have to have a Roiv and a Miyat. Kulam Chayva is not Chayva. But on that, the Chazal say that's only if they all the Dayanim had the same reason. If all the Dayanim came to the maskana of chayva, but for different reasons, then it doesn't have this din that kulam l'chayva is zakai. So lama heve aleim chayshech, and the Midrash says that the malachim kulam hiskimu, then it would be a problem. If it's kulam hiskimu, then you can't do it. So Tarek says, but there's more than one reason. Rashi brings two reasons. So even though it's kulam, it's not only one reason, and it's not a problem. When was the Maka of Choshech? And the Pashtus, it was in Chodesh Nisan already. And there's even a pshat that most Makas were for 7 days, but the Maka of Choshech, the Pasuk says 3 days, but they learned that it's two sets of 3 days. It could be, according to the Cheshbin, it was Zayin Ches and Tes Nisan. Then Yud Nisan was Shabbos, Shabbos HaGodol. Shabbos was off the Maka, and then it continued again, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Others learn know that the Makkah of Choshech, according to the Cheshbon, is that every Makkah was a month before, was still in Adar, and then as such, it was Keneged Purim. La Yehudim Haysa Oira, right? L'chol B'nei Yisrael Haysa Oira B'meshvaisim is the Oira of Purim. Now, we already mentioned that there are two Kapitlach in Tehillim that also go through the Cheshbon of the Makkahs, and they say it in a different order, and there are various Diyukim in the Psukim, but an interesting Pasuk in Kapitel Kufhei, Pasuk Chav Ches, about the Makkah of Choshech. Sholach choyshech v'yachshich v'loimoru es devaroi. What does it mean? Hashem sent choyshech and he made it dark and they weren't mamrid his words. Who wasn't mamrid? V'loimoru es devaroi. Rashi in Tehillim says it means the teva. The Eibishter was mitzaveh, the mazalos, and it's going on all the makas batsim, that the Eibishter was mitzaveh, that the teva should do these things, and the teva wasn't mamrid. The Radak over there learns v'lo yimoru es devaroi is going on Moshe and Aaron. Shtel tzichvara, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron to go in, but it's to go into Pari. It's scary. Pari could, it's a pachad, and they weren't moir devaroi. They had the azus, the kedusha to go in. So the Radak says v'lo yimoru es devaroi is going on Moshe and Aaron. But there's another pshat from the Yismach Moshe. He says a moir degzach. He brings from the vort first from the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech. Everyone has this kasha, but he brings the gedank from the Noam Elimelech. Why is Pari being punished? Hare, it was destined that that's how it's supposed to be in the Bris Ben Absarim, that you didn't have to be in an Eretz Leilahem, and they have to be Gerim, and they have to be Avadim. So what is Pari Shuldik? What's the Mitzriim Shuldik? And everyone talks about it. Maybe they did it too much. They were Vayimorer was Chayayim. Or who said they should do it? The Gzer was that they should be by O'uma. Who said it should be them? Why were you Kaifetz Barash that you should be the Uma? And various Tritzim. The Noam Elimelech says, he says, no, it was Avad destined that the Yidden was supposed to be Avodim in Mitzrayim Dafka, and that's the system, how it's supposed to be. So why is Pari punished? Because Pari should have been Moirid in the Tzivoy, even though it's a Tzivoy. He says, Vilch minas peinig in a Yid. Pari, it's a taina on Pari, even though it was set and destined, and the Yidden was supposed to be Avodim, specifically in Pari's Mitzrayim, it's still a taina on Pari. He should have been Moirid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivoy, and says, I can't do this to the Yidden. Says the Yismach Moshe, based on this word. Not that it's going on, the Teva wasn't Moira Dvorai. Not that Moshe and Aaron weren't Moira Dvorai. The Mitzriim, Parai, they should have been Mamre Dvorai of the Tzivoy and not do it anyways. Now it says by the Mak of Choshech, V'loi ro ish es achiv, V'loi kamu ish tachtov. Loi ro ish es achiv, there's a Moira Dvorai. When it's dark, a person doesn't see his friend. There's a musig that a person has to know to be noisy ba'olam chaveiroi. A person has to know that he doesn't just live in a vacuum. He has to know to see another person. The erkst, the worst, the choyshech is when it's loiro ish esachiv, that you don't even see another person. There's a famous gedank. The Gemara says, when is the earliest time, the shir, the zman, to say kriyishma? And there's different neschois. There's man sheyakar ben tcheles lelavon. That's when it's right to be makabel ol malchus shemayim. But one gears in the brice is mishiyiras chaveirei rochak dalad amos. When it's not that dark that you can already see your friend. When is the time, even for kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, for ruchnius, for benodim lemokoyim? When is the correct time? When is it appropriate? When can a person be makabel ol malchus shemayim? When he's yiras chaveirei. When he's also able to see someone else. Someone that's so tuned in and he only sees himself. And he doesn't see anything else. This oisai mida that you can't see Yankel and Beryl and you can't see the Bashefer either. A person has to be able to be roya ish es achiv. The worst choshech is when it's not. And the emes is, that's the yisoid of noise ba'oilim chaveiroi. And it's fascinating, the Moshiach Shal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Oche, Echov, Vayar Bisivloisom. The Moshiach Shal Yisrael is that he's Yeroye Ishes Ochiv. He's not in a Choshech. Ulachol B'nei Yisrael Hoya Oir. You're able to see the other person. Now you can take it a step further. There's a Meir at the Gazach, Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit says, we know Chazal say that the Levium, Shevet Levi, didn't work in Mitzrayim. Why not? Why not? Why didn't Shevet Levi work? So they were learning. They were the Avreichim. V'loy Shevet Levi buvad. V'loy shekol mishnasoy libay. Ki yedua divrei harambam behilchis shmita v'yoy. Last halacha. But mitzad paroi, frekt Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit. Why did he allow that the Levium shouldn't work? Says Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit, Pari had a moiridika plan. He knew, Alpi, it's the Geninisov and his astrologers that the Yidin are going to have a Moshiach, a savior that's going to be coming from Shevet Levi. And he knows that the emes is that the only person that could save Klal Yisrael is someone that suffered through it, someone that was part of the goal, someone that was part of the avdus, someone that pining through it and then can come out and be Moshiach. So he has a foolproof plan. He knows that the Moshiach is going to be from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is not in the Tsar. Shevet Levi doesn't have to work. Shevet Levi has air conditioning, base medrash, coffee room, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, printed Oiz V'Hodas farm, everything, Gevaldik. No, Tirdus, everything is Moiridik. And then they're not going to have the oil, they're not going to have the Tsar, and then there won't be the Mashiach. And it's a good plan. One small flaw in his plan. Because Shevet Levi was yeah, Noisei Ba'oil. Moshe Rabbeinu was yeah, Vayetzei El Ocha Vayar B'Siv Loisem. Even though he didn't suffer through it, but he felt it. He was yeah, Noisei Ba'oil, and then he's able to also come and bring out the that Geula. Now, Lagabi, the topic of Choshech, there's a Maka of Choshech, which at one point it became so thick or so extreme or so stark, whatever that means, that they weren't even able to move. There's a famous shayla though, Bechlal by Choshech, Lav Davka Lagabi the Maka of Choshech, but in Parshas Bereishis, Yoitzer Or of Ore Choshech, it says in Yeshayu, and there's a Bria of Choshech. There's a famous shayla which Harbei Doshu in this Indian, is Choshech just the absence of light? There's really only one Bria called Oyer, and when there's no Oyer, then, call it dark, yeah? Absence of light, lack of light, then it's Choshech, or no? Choshech is a bria. There's a bria of Or, and there's a bria of Choshech. Rabbim are the Makoiris that Choshech is only a heder Or. Rav Sadia Goyen learns like that. The Meir Nevuchim, the Eben Ezra of an Earth, and the Pasuk in Yeshaya, and many other Makoiris also learn that Choshech is only a heder of Or. Meidach Gisa, it's a Mefurashi Gemara in Chagiga. There are 10 things that were created, and one of them is Choshech. There's a Marsha in Masechta Tamid that he says a very strong lashon. He says, Das Haminim, the Apikursim that hold that Choshech is only Heder Or, and there was no need for a Bria beforehand. Avad, we know Adas Hamaminim, Ki Hashem is Baruch Baruch Shnehem, Choshech V'Or, Yesh Me'ayin. Before, there was neither, and then he created a Bria called Choshech, and he created a Bria called Or. Yesh Lodun, V'Lahakshois. Why is there a need to create Choshech? If you create Or, and when there's no Or, so then it's dark. What's the need for Choshech? So the Netziv explains in the beginning of Psachim that, and he brings them a car from a Yerushalmi, there was a group of people that were hiding in a cave because there was a gezeira of the Shultain to learn, and they were hiding, or to do mitzvahs, and they were hiding in a cave. And how do they know when it's day, when it's night? Harei the Gemara says in Psachim Lamashal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to the Or, he put him in charge of the day mitzvahs that have to be done by day. And then he called over to the Laila and he put him in charge to be the mitzvahs that have to be done when it's night. So there's a mitzvahs of Or and a mitzvahs of Choshech. How did they know when it's day and when it's night? So they lit a candle in the cave. And at night, the candle shone brighter. Choshech, in the mitzvahs of Choshech, one of the things it does, it allows that the light of the candle will shine brighter. Now, someone once asked me, how did the Choshech get into the cave? Choshech is everywhere. Doesn't come from the sun. Or comes from the sun. Choshech is, the sun goes down and there's no Or, and then it's dark, but then it's only dark. But then, something else called Choshech. Choshech reigns at night. Now, the maka of choshech here in Mitzrayim is l'chayra an opposite kind of choshech. It's a kind of a choshech that adarabba doesn't allow the light of a candle. But the original mitzias of choshech of the bria was fakert. It's even more allowing for light. We're wrapping up the 10 makas, and the last mak of makas b'chayris is interluded in the psukim together with the Karban Pesach and the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael already becoming a mitzias of an am. It's kedai to be ma'ayin in the michtav from Rav Shamshon Rosh Chapolya. There's a minig to say it on Erev Pesach, although you can be ma'ayin also Parshas HaShavua. A very interesting michtav where he goes through various inyanim about Yitzias Mitzrayim and the makas, and among other things over there, he says that Dam Svardei Akinim Orev Dever Shchin Barad Arba Choshech Makas Bechayris is Gematria 3,280, and he says it's Lahakos Be'egroif Resha. Egroif Aleph Gimel is Gimel Alofim, 3,000, and Resh Pei is 280. So the makas were Lahakos Be'egroif Rasha. Egroif Aleph Gimel, Gimel Alofim, 3,000, Resh Pei, 280, is the Gematria of, as we mentioned, all 10 makas. Now, the makas b'chayrus exactly happens b'chatzois halayla. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Pari betzim to tell Moshe to tell Pari kachatzois halayla. The Gemara discusses it. But I heard once an interesting nekuda. The necessity that the makas should be exactly by chatzois is mitzad klal Yisrael, that klal Yisrael, there's a transition that exactly at chatzois layla klal Yisrael is getting created a new mitzias. And we don't want to have an erbuvia of mitzvahshkeit and yiddishkeit tzuzamen. But mitzad, this that it's a makat to paroi, mitzad that paroi is getting klapped, a klenikite if it's 1158 or 1202, that's less of a problem. Klapi paroi, let it be kachatzos. The ikra is that the klapi klal Yisrael, that it's becoming a set transition of that until this time it was, they were in the mem tashari tome and they weren't the tzura of umma, and then at chatzos exactly, they're becoming a klal Yisrael. And fascinating, the first mitzvah that they're given in Sefer Bereishis, there's Peruvu, three mitzvahs, Peruvu, Mila, and Gidanosha. But in the minion of the mitzvahs, the way they say for Achinuch, and many of the Rishonim go, the fourth mitzvah is already in Parshas Bo over here, is Hachodesh Ezelchem. Why of all the mitzvahs that are given to Klal Yisrael is this the first mitzvah? So Kipshutai, the first mitzvah really is Karban Pesach. But Karban Pesach is totally in Zman of a Chodesh, and you need to know about a Chodesh as Elohim to establish that as Pesach. It's just a necessary Hakdama. But there's more to it also. A Chodesh as Elohim represents the idea of Zman, that Klal Yisrael is, and a lot of the mitzvahs are governed by Zman. And the concept of a Chodesh is that it's based on the, of course, it's a lunar month. And the emes is, a month is Chat Chof Tes Yud Beis Tashtzag, 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. There's 1,080 chalokim in each hour. So 793 out of 1,080. That's the emes a month. But the Eberste gave in the Messiah for the Cheshbonis of Kiddush HaChodesh is that a month is either going to be 29 days or 30 days. And to keep it concisive with the solar year, and the solar year is a machzor of the Shemesh, of course, which is 11 days and a touch more than 12 lunar cycles. There's no inyan be'etzem that the solar year should be broken into 12 months and not into segments of 10 days each or 50 days each, or there's no inyan of 30 at all whatsoever. And the Umay Sa'olam in Western civilization, they break the year, the solar year, into 12 months. They could have broken it into any, what's it called? The Muslims only have a lunar year. And the Emes, every 12 months of a lunar cycle starts a new year, and there's a discrepancy, and that's why the Ramadan is sometimes in the winter and sometimes in the summer, because they don't have Shomer Chodesh Aviv. The way we work out that we can have Shomer Chodesh Aviv is a phone number of 332-3332, which really means that every 19 years, seven of the years have an extra month, an Adar Beis, to work it out exactly. And it's the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th year. 3-3-2, 3-3-3-2. And that's how we work out the Cheshbon. Now, HaChodesh Zelechem, the Ramban writes that this is a tzivoy, that when you count the Chadoshim, even though the world was created in Tishrei, it's a machlokes, but the world was created in Tishrei, but we don't call Tishrei the first month. Why not? That's when the world was created. But we spoke about this a few weeks ago already. There's Sefer HaYetzirah of the original creation of the world, and then there's the Yetzirah of Klal Yisrael. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim is when Klal Yisrael is created, and the Torah is coming to say, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Nisan is the first Chodesh, not Tishrei. Tishrei is the seventh month of the cycle of the year, even though the world starts in Tishrei. Because we don't mind it, L'Briyas Ha'olam. Now, the Umayas Ha'olam have a cheshbon that they're up to the year 2026, Limisparam. And it's a big shaila, like the Ramban, the Chassam Sofer talks about, and others, why we b'chlal have a heter to count according to that mispar, l'minyonim. Maybe you're just supposed to say it's l'minyonim, because the emes is we have a tzivoy of a chodesh hazeh lechem. Now the Ramban adds that the original names of the chadoshim were numbers. Ha-chodesh harishon, ha-chodesh ha-shvi'i. The names, Nisan Iyar Sivan Tamaz Avel, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tev Shvat Adar, are Bavli. They're from Bavel. And the Ramban writes here in the Parsha that the Chazal wanted that we should also remember that we went out of Golus Bavel, the same way the original idea that we count the months from Chodesh Nisan and we count HaChodesh of Shomer, HaChodesh Aviv, HaChodesh Arishan, that we work it out, but we also give it the Bavli names is because we also want to remember Golus Bavel. But again, it's not so pashut why we should have the Bechlal to count to the Goyish account. Now, another thing we do is that we're Mekadosh to Levana. It's interesting, there's a din of Kiddush Levana. Who are you being Mekadosh? What are you being Mekadosh? I saw some Sfarim say, no, it's Chiddush Levana. It's even a shayla in the Girsa, the Bracha. Is it, we make a Bracha, is it Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Chadashim or Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Chadashim? Is it Kiddush HaChodesh or Chiddush HaChodesh? That's an interesting Chiddush. But it's brought down that we're supposed to be Mekadosh or Mekadosh to Chodesh. And Shulchan Aruch brings this in Orach Chaim and Siman Tov Yotes. And he brings even that you're supposed to have a rakida, you're supposed to dance. It's like a chasana, it represents the Shechina. And that's a bazundarim. Okay. Karban Pesach. There's a lot of sugis over here, but in Karban Pesach, there was Pesach Mitzrayim, and then, of course, there's Pesach Doiris. But in Pesach Mitzrayim, some of the dinim that are mentioned here in Parshas Boy are dinim L'Doiris, and some of them are only L'Pesach Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Pesach and Bariches works out which dinim are L'Doiris and which ones are only for Pesach Mitzrayim. I saw, interesting, the Briskarov was Mesupik. In Pesach Mitzrayim, did they eat the Chelev? It was before Matan Torah. And they had a Beferish at Tzivoy to eat the Besar of the Karban Pesach. So did they eat the Chelev also? It's not, there's no Matan Torah yet, there's no Isser to eat Chelev, and they have a Beferish at Tzivoy to eat the Basar and not leave it over Noiser, so did they eat the Chelev? Interesting Shiloh. I saw someone was B'dayik, it doesn't say that on the list of things of Ma Ben Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. There's a Mishnah Pesachim, it doesn't mention that one. Interesting. Now, another thing that's even by Pesach Doiris, it says, Uvashel Mevushel B'mayim Kiyim Tzli'esh, she's supposed to eat the Karban Pesach Dafka Tzli, and not Mevushel. The Gemara Pesachim asks, declares, what if you mevashel the Karban Pesach in Chamei Tveria? Meaning not with a fire on a pot, under a fire with water in the pot, with literal fire, but using hot water springs. So the Gemara ends up saying, it's not Tzli, so you're mevatel the mitzvah essay of Tzli, but it's not the lav of Bishel, because the lav of Bishel is only when it's Bishel B'mayim. So the Achrayim ask, how is it possible to cook the Karban Pesach with Chamei Tveria? Karban Pesach has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. You can't take it out of Yerushalayim. It's Kachim Kalim. You don't have to eat it in the Azara, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. How did you get it to Tveria? If you took it out of Yerushalayim, it's already Nifsal. It's already Nifsal B'yotze. That's a shtickle problem. There's all kind of terutzim for that. That's an interesting ha'ara. Yeah, now a Karban Pesach is technically a shlomim, and b'derech klal, by shlomim, the bailam eat most of the basar, but the chaz of a shayk goes to the koyanim. By kemat all, by manis kahuna, one of the manis kahuna is the chaz of a shayk. By Karban Pesach, loy matzanu, that the chaz of a shayk goes to the koyan. The Sfarim talk about it. Why? I mean, you have to be nechel b'chabura, you have to be makbid that your chabura should have a koyan, but if not, but what's the pshat that we don't have to give it to the koyan? So I saw it's because on Leil Pesach, it's va'atem tiyu mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. on Pesach, everyone is a bechina of Kohen. There's a Rambam in Hilchis Karban Pesach, Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin. We know there's a din of Pesach Sheni, that's really not this week's Parsha, that's in Parsha's Baal Oisra, but the Rambam brings in Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin the concept of Pesach Sheni, but then he says, a Gershon is Gayer, or a Katan that was Noilad, or actually 13 years ago was Noilad, but he became Bar Mitzvah, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, but then he adds, and it's going on Katan, obviously, not on Ger, V'im Shachtoi Olav Berishon Potter, but if this Katan, who first became Bar Mitzvah on Chav Ches Nisan, but when they shechted the Karban Pesach, they had him in mind, it was Shachtu Olav, he's Potter from Pesach Sheni. I can't believe that it's going on Ger also, he was a Goy at that point, but on Katan, the Rambam saying, Shachtai Olav Berishon Potter, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mari Korkis, which is already a Rishon, and everyone talks about this, what kind of Maisa? He was a Katan, he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. What's the tzad that he shouldn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni because on Pesach Rishon day he was already Yotze. He was only Midrabanan. Less man the Pollock, if someone was Pater, L'mashal, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, if someone is a Shaita, and eat them Cholim, eat them Shaita, and he ate Matzah on Lel Pesach when he was a Shaita, and then it's still before Chatzos, and he becomes a Bar, he has to eat again. What you ate or did or poiled as a Lav Bar Chiyuva can't work Lagabe to pater you for and be moitzi you for when you are a Bar Chiyuva. So what's the tzad that the katan shouldn't have to be bring a carbon Pesach Sheni? So there's a big tire here from Reb Chaim and the Netziv and many Achronim go like that this is a local Varn Pesach, carbon Pesach also. That you could be a monoi, even though you're not a Bar Chiyuva and you're not a Chayiv in Taryag Mitzvahs, but you could be a monoi on the carbon Pesach and as such you had carbon Pesach, you were Nimne. And it's a carbon Pesach Var. But there's another Mahalach that the Minchas Chinuch brings and others and it's based on a Mordcha. The Mordcha in Masechta Megillah brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tuvia, a interesting Chiddush. Someone that was Makabel Shabbos early from Plaga Mincha and he makes Kiddush, he doesn't have to make Kiddush later on when it becomes Vadei Laila. The Shaila is why? The idea of being Makabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha is only a Derabbanon. How could the Kiddush that you made when you were a Derabbanon be Moitzi you for later on when now it's Mamish Vadei Laila and Shabbos? And state in the Mordcha that, yeah, that technically a person that's not Chayiv Midaraisa could be Moitzi himself from a Derabbanon, and they want to sell this also to the Katan, who else Chayiv Chinuch could do that. But it's very schwer. L'moshel, the Minchas Chinuch declares, a Katan who ate matzah on Leil Pesach and he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, and then an hour later he brought Shtei Cyrus. He has to eat again or no? The fact that he was Chayiv Midaraisa, could he already be Moitzi him Klapi to Deraisa? V'chohena, there's a big Arichas in this idea of Deraisa being Moitzi from a Derabbanon. Or Kimeduber, Reb Chaim, and the other Rachel and Lernodo, this is no shaykhus to that topic of the Mordcha, which is a whole different noise. It's the idea of that Karban Pesach, you can be a monoi. At the end of the parsha, we have Tfilin, and we have the four parshis of Tfilin, Kadesh, Vahoyuki, Viyacha, Shema, and Vahoya Im Shamoya. And in the parshis of Kadesh, Vahoyuki, Viyacha, we have also the sugya of Peter Chamor. For those that did it a little bit now in the sugis of Takvei Kayin, a shtikla ha'ara, a petach hamar, you have to be poided on a seh. But it's mavur, like most rishonim, that there's another way to be poided the hamar. First, if you're not poided the hamar, then there's a din of araftoi. The Rambam, Taka says, that it's a mitzvah's essay of arifa. He counts two different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of pediyah and the mitzvah of arifa. And the Ravid, I don't know if he was being cute, says, chaye roishi! How can you say that arifa is a mitzvah? It's only a knas, and it's not nechshev a mitzvah. It's an aveira. And, okay. But the way to be poided the chamar and avoid having to do arifa is to be poided on a set. But most Rishonim learn, there's another way to be poided the chamar. You don't have to be poided on a set. You can be poided on anything. An egel, a bicycle, anything. As long as it's worth what the chamar is worth. Meaning, catch on. When you're poided on a seh, the seh doesn't have to be the same price as the chamar. As a matter of fact, the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. Maybe if the seh is not even worth a pruta. Fascinating. If the seh is not worth a pruta, maybe you could be poided on a seh. Or he has a suffix. No, it has to be worth a pruta. But chach, when it's a pruta, you could be poided on the seh. But then there's a different din. There's a din that you could be poided the chamar b'shavyav. If it's a chepetz, that's of value as the same as the chamar. And that's a different din, that's a different system that it's working, that you poid it b'shavyov. The shaila is, the sugya talks about what if you have a suffek peter chamor. So, misafik, you have to be paided. But then, you paid it on a seh, let's say. So after you paid it on the seh, normally when you paid a vadai peter chamor on a seh, the seh belongs to the kayin. But over here, since it's only a suffix, so you paid it on the seh, but then the seh doesn't belong to the kayin, because hamayitim echavreil v'rayim, and the Yisrael gets to keep it. So, many Mishayim say, Taisus and Bechayr says, that you could be paid even more than one peter chamor on the same seh, because after you paid the peter chamor on the seh, but it's now still the Yisrael, so you can still be paid another seh. But Rashi's meduyik nishta, Rashi says, no, you could only be paid the one time the suffix peter chamor on the seh. And everyone asks, why? Hare, this seh, because it's only a suffix, al samaytze mechavreil avaraya, belongs to the Yisrael, he can be makadish and isha with it, and it will be vadei mekudeshes, it's totally 100% vadei his. So why can't he be paid another peter chamor? So they say no, because for all dinim, it's mamish the Yisrael seh, but to be paid another seh on another chamor on it, it's already a pidyon peter chamor. So I want to be a mechutzef. In a chanami, he can't be paid another suffix peter chamor on the seh, al seh. But let's say he has another suffix peter chamor, or even another vadi peter chamor. We said there's another way of being paid. With anything that you own, an egel, a bicycle, a shechted seh, there's a shayon dachronim, if a seh shochot has a din of seh. So they say, even if it doesn't have a din of seh, but it could still be shavyov. I think you could still be paid the next chamor on the seh, as the din of shavyov. Al shavyov, it is his. And I've asked a few talmidei chachamim, and I'm getting different responses. So it's a developing, so yeah. Okay.